Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Monday, December 29th, 2025. I hope you all had a fantastic Christmas break.
Good morning. Yeah, great break, but looking at the screens this morning, the market seems to have a bit of a holiday hangover.
I see that. We are looking at a sea of red on the futures board to kick off this holiday-shortened week. What is driving the sentiment right now?
Well, it's a mix of profit-taking and headlines. S&P futures are down about 20 points, and the NASDAQ is off by over 100. We had that solid run-up last week, hitting record highs, but volume is thin, and when volume is thin, headlines hit harder.
And we have some pretty heavy headlines overnight, right?
Exactly. The big one is geopolitical. You've got reports that President Trump and Zelensky met. They're saying they're close to a deal to end the war in Ukraine, which sounds great, but...
There's always a but.
Right. Trump explicitly said there are still one or two very thorny issues unresolved. So the market is pricing in a little uncertainty there. Plus, over in Asia, China has started military exercises around Taiwan again. That tension is definitely weighing on the tech sector pre-market.
Got it. So geopolitical jitters meeting low volume. Let's talk technicals. We are coming off those record highs. What are the levels we need to watch at the open?
Okay, so for the SPY, we've been holding above 688. That is the line in the sand today. If we break below 688, we could see some accelerated selling just because there aren't many buyers stepping up this week. On the upside, 689 is resistance.
In the Qs? Tech seems to be taking the brunt of it.
Yeah, the QQQ is looking a bit more fragile. Watch the 621 level for support. If that breaks, we have downside risk. Resistance is sitting at 624, but here's the thing. The VXX, the volatility index, it's stable, it's not spiking.
So no panic yet?
No panic, just caution. It feels like a consolidation day.
All right, let's shift to individual names. We have some massive movers this morning. Who is winning the pre-market?
The big story is M&A. SoftBank is reportedly in advanced talks to buy Digital Bridge Group, ticker DBRG. That stock is exploding, up nearly 28% in the pre-market.
28%? Wow. That is a nice way to end the year for shareholders.
Absolutely. On the flip side, we have Alphabet. Google is down a bit. Reuters is reporting outages with their Waymo robo-taxis, and the Wall Street Journal mentioned a DOJ probe into diversity hiring practices. Just a lot of noise for them today.
Yeah, never good to have the DOJ in the headlines. What about the weight loss drugs? I saw something about pricing.
Yeah, Novo Nordisk. They slashed the price of Wegovy in some Chinese provinces by 50%. The stock is down about 1.6%. Investors are worried about margin compression there.
Interesting. Okay, so for the traders listening, what is the setup? Where is the money flowing?
We are seeing a rotation. Money is moving out of financials and energy. Those sectors look weak this morning. But we are seeing relative strength in healthcare and industrials. If you are looking for longs, that is where I'd be hunting.
And we have data coming up too?
Just one to watch. Pending home sales at 10 a.m. Eastern. It might move the needle a little, but honestly, volume is going to be the main story. Don't chase moves today. It's a short week. Market closes Thursday for New Year's.
Right. Keep it tight. Any final thoughts for the open?
Yeah, keep your stops tight. Don't force trades in low liquidity. We are just drifting into the new year, so protect your capital. Let the market come to you.
Solid advice as always. That is a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose. Good luck out there, and we will catch you tomorrow.